Invisible Man. I'm the Invisible Man. Incredible how you can see right through me. This enthralling Invisible Man is better than just an excuse for a Me Too thriller. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanandSlam.com, and today I'm reviewing The Invisible Man. Lee Whannell, one of the creators of the Saw franchise and director of the terrific overlooked thriller Upgrade, has crafted a film that is much better than one might expect. On the surface, this Invisible Man remake is a woke version of the classic H.G. Wells story that has been told dozens of times on screen. It tells the story from the perspective of a woman who leaves her abusive ex, who then shows up dead from an apparent suicide. After she inherits his fortune, strange events start to occur which make our heroine think that because her husband was a brilliant scientist at the forefront of optics, he has found a way to become invisible and torment her after his death. That synopsis has been shown in every trailer that made this Invisible Man, told from the perspective from a battered woman, as simply a movie of its era. The Invisible Man with a feminist angle for the post-Harvey Weinstein age. Well, it is that, but Lee Whannell's Invisible Man is also one of the most absorbing thrillers to come to theaters in months. The opening shot shows waves crashing into a rock at night. The camera pans up to reveal a house at the top of a cliff. This is where we meet our protagonist, sublimely played by Elizabeth Moss, as she quietly gets out of bed and plans her escape. This movie jumps right into the plot. No unnecessary moments to develop their abusive relationship. This is her movie, and the audience is only getting her character's perspective. Moss gives her finest performance in a motion picture and is more than able to shoulder all of her character's fears and complexities for the audience to relate with her every step of the way, even though the viewer is only getting her point of view. The other main reason why The Invisible Man really works so well is as a gripping thriller is because of Lee Whannell's direction. Throughout the film, every scene is darkly lit with low-key lighting, and the cinematography often has a cold bluish hue. When the characters are cold, we feel the chill in the air. A huge portion of the best scenes in this movie involve waiting and watching, often looking at a screen with furniture and blank walls and no actors in the shot. This is surprisingly effective with how it is composed because the director is building the terror. The director uses silence and minimal music to build up terror, and he does so very effectively. There are jump scares, but whereas many lesser horror movies rely on them as their only method for fear, this movie builds them up and earns them. This Invisible Man is a slow burner. It creates suspense through its acting, cinematography, and atmosphere. Thankfully, this Invisible Man did not deliver what the trailers hinted it could be, a preachy feminist horror movie that celebrated girl power. It is none of that. This movie is an engrossing and intelligent thriller that takes its time building suspense and is held together by an impassioned lead performance. It is never preachy or pedantic. This Invisible Man works because of everything that's involved, all the craft that went into it, and it works as a metaphor for damaging and manipulative relationships. Plus, the ending does not let our main character off easy and allows the audience to sit there, once again in silence, with their thoughts to digest the righteousness of her actions and not just walk out of the theater with a conventional crowd-pleasing closure. This is the first film produced by Jason Blum that involves one of the classic Universal movie monsters. If they wanted to, I would love to see Blumhouse produce more movies with those properties if they deal with them as astutely as they did here. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanandSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.